KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's clear and 32 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny here today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Police in Red Oak say three men were arrested Thursday on assault charges. Officials say 34-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt of Red Oak was arrested at around 6 p.m. on an aggravated misdemeanor charge of aggravated assault. Reinhardt was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $2,000 bond. And at around 10 p.m. Thursday, Red Oak police arrested 42-year-old Roland Charles Chapin Jr. and Roland Charles Chapin III, both of Red Oak. Chapin Jr. faces a felony assault charge, while Roland Chapin III faces a simple misdemeanor charge of simple assault. Both men were arrested at a location on Joy Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where Chapin Jr.'s bond was set at $5,000, and Roland Chapin III's bond was set at $300. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says an Atlantic man was arrested last weekend on drug charges. In their report issued Thursday afternoon, officials said deputies arrested 50-year-old Brian Keith Cable Saturday on Sheriff's Office warrants for possession with the intent to deliver, possession of methamphetamine, possession of marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Cable was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that same day on $5,000 bond. On Wednesday, deputies in Cass County arrested 23-year-old Carly Jean Seddon of Atlantic on charges of OWI first offense and possession of marijuana. Seddon was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later that day on her own recognizance. Also on Wednesday, 46-year-old Carl Daniel Weichman of Griswold was arrested on charges of domestic abuse, assault, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Weichman was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was also released the same day on his own recognizance. And last Friday, 37-year-old Robert Lee Atkinson of Adair was arrested in Cass County on a charge of driving while barred. Atkinson was taken to the Cass County Jail and later released on a $2,000 bond. Officials at the Cass County Emergency Management Agency, local fire department chiefs, and law enforcement are urging all citizens in Cass County to use caution when burning outdoors. Marnie Fire Chief Josh Krause spoke with KJAN News about the weather and field conditions in the area.
Conditions are definitely getting drier out there. The snow's going away, and we're just kind of encouraging people to, if they're going to burn something, to get a whole local fire department and the emergency 911 center. That way we know when somebody calls 911, and we know whether it's a controlled burn or if it's an actual emergency, so we don't send resources out there for no reason for a controlled situation.
False calls, officials say, are an inconvenience for volunteer responders and puts personnel and equipment at risk. A combination of warm temperatures, low humidity, and breezy conditions has created a high fire potential for Cass County. Crop residue, grasses, and brush may also provide plenty of fuel for widespread fires. Last week, a control burn east of Marnie got out of control and spread to a grassy area, but no buildings were ever in any danger.
That particular fire was called in, and the contractor was doing a demolition out there, did call the fire department, he called the comm center. He did the right thing, but it just happened to get away from him a little bit, and with the high winds. But, you know, if it does get out of control, I mean, we'll come and take care of it. But it's good to know, because then when we did get called out for that, then we knew what the situation was and what he was doing, so it kind of helps our response that way.
If you have a controlled burn that begins to spread beyond your ability to contain it, Krause said you need to call 911 to know, let them know if any lives or property are in immediate danger.
Is it spreading toward any buildings or any other property, trees? Exactly what it's heading for and which way it's going would be great to know.
Field and ditch fires can also be caused by carelessly discarded cigarette as well as overheated bearings on trucks. Krause said they do see a lot of ditch fires this time of year from both sources, the smoke of which can make travel hazardous. He recommends that you not contribute to those types of fires by properly disposing of cigarettes. And he says Cass County can expect to see deteriorating field conditions over the next few days, so now is the time to notify authorities about any planned burns, especially your local fire chief. If you don't know who that is, call the Cass County Communications Center at 243-2204, and they'll have that information available. The Shelby County Emergency Management Agency is asking fire departments in that county to immediately place their fire danger rating boards in the extreme category. The increase in fire danger is due to no expected precipitation in the next 4 days, a large volume of dead plant material, low humidity, increased temperature, and gusty winds, along with limited field access due to the thawing conditions. In our funeral announcements, Roma Murray, age 80 of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Roma Murray will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. David Mudham, age 84 of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for David Mudham will be today at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Ray Eukin, age 88 of Cumberland, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Ray Eukin will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Helen Musich, age 93 of Harlan, died Monday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A mass of Christian burial service for Helen Musich will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Maynard Heinbusch, age 88 of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center. A celebration of life service for Maynard Heinbusch will be held on March 19th at 10:30 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Soren Peterson, age 74, of Atlantic, died Thursday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Services for Soren Peterson are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.